T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Here we go, Hockman and Crowder, 5 o'clock, Funky Buddha happy hour, Funky the Ordinary. They are now the funkiest partner of the Miami Heat. Yes. In fact, Solana, do you have the Funky Buddha happy hour theme song that we now have, courtesy of a listener who was kind enough to make this for us?
Hey, how about another beer? Funky Buddha, Funky Buddhas, the Funky Buddha.
Yeah, baby.
It's the Funky Buddha Hour with the Hockman Crowder.
All right, bro, here you go.
Yeah, man, here you go.
Funky
Buddha. Yeah, man, here you go. Yeah. Funky Buddha Hour with the Hockman Crowder.
I love that. That thing has really grown on me.
Hey, bro, here you go. That's my favorite.
Maybe you
part.
Should get that guy to produce your Noche de Sixto remake.
It'd be better than what he did.
That I have never seen. So anyway, 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour, and I'm watching the Panthers game. I'm watching Goldie and Moeller right now on Fox Sports Florida. Panthers, it's a 5 o'clock puck drop. Ooh, I think I may have just cursed there by accident. It's a 5 o'clock puck drop. Did you hear that? Anybody?
It was okay. No? You rolled through it smooth.
You were smooth as eggs.
All right. The game, the Panthers game on radio with Doug Plagans is on right now on 99.9 FM HD2. Right, Solana?
That is right.
All right, 99.9 FM HD2. And then you get the Heat game coming up tonight on 790 The Ticket. You got the Hurricanes basketball game, Hurricanes FSU, coming up on 560 The Joe. But the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour. So there is a game that's about to start at the BB&T Center, that Funky Buddha tap room that's open there. And I was at the Panthers game a couple Saturdays ago. I'm going this Saturday. They've got Funky Buddha all over the place, and I'll certainly be enjoying some. But I wanted to let people know, remind them, those new tropical Funky Buddha hard seltzers.
Yes.
They debut in stores March 15th.
Oh,
so we are rapidly approaching that day, because we love their hard seltzers, but these new flavors look awesome. So
And they changed some of their cans. I saw they're changing some of their cans.
Yes. Did you see that? They look really cool.
They do. They look cool. Yeah. They look very South Florida-ish, and I love
very
them.
Very funky.
But it's the very funky, but it's the same formula, the same delicious hop gun. You can change the label on me, just don't change that deliciousness. And they're
they
not
would never.
Good. Oh my goodness!
Never change.
Floridian,
the
vibing,
dare you.
Maple bacon coffee porter. Oh my goodness gracious! My,
all the
I'm gonna name
that
my
we
next
love
kid
so much.
Maple bacon coffee porter Crowder.
So we played the Sixto Noche de Sixto in the last segment. Solana, am I lying? We get more reaction to that song than just about anything we do.
That is correct.
It's amazing, right? I was reading some of the text during the break. I said, do people like this or do they not like it? I can't even get down to all like where these texts start.
People love it.
Try to find some. Hey, Miami, it's your boy Solana. Immediate cringe. Yeah, I get that. I'm going to read these in order. My ears hurt. I love everything y'all do. Not that. Love it. Solana sounds like he's reading a PowerPoint presentation. Yes. Yes. That's exactly it. Hey, Miami, it's Alejandro Solana, and Don Mattingly found an ace. Very weird. Somebody texts in, Weird Alejandro. That's a funny nickname for Solana there in his parody songs.
Like that.
Why are you playing this so awful? I just sliced my ears off. Classic Solana, so bad, it's still bad, but I like it. Damn, Solana, I was raised in Miami. Damn, that's tough on the ears. That's awful. Hated it. It was trash. Banger. Love, hated all day. Absolutely hated it the first time. The second time wasn't as bad. Good concept, bad execution. Solana needs to sat his ass down. Terrible. Wasn't too bad months ago. Man, it's cringe now. Solana, that was terrible. Oof. Solana, you do not represent Miami with that song. My God, I hate it. Absolute trash on all levels of everything. Solana said it best. It was straight filth. Banger. I love hate it. Can I hate it and then hate it again? Hey, you can do whatever you want. Hey, leave that stuff to Tobin. That's tough. That's rough. Yeah, that's rough right there. You need to ghostwrite, Solana. Potential to be great, but you've got no rhythm, bud. Mm-hmm. Solana, you and Noche de Sixto need to beat it. Yeah, I'm telling you, these texts go on and on. I cannot even go on. But it really generates a response like nothing else we do. All right, let's get headlines here. 5 o'clock, Funky Buddha happy hour. Let's get headlines with Weird Alejandro.
It just sounds like, you know, you throw a little Spanish into the show, people get a little upset. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, I love it. It really is a weird take in that verse. I don't know what you were thinking. Because at some point you had to play it back to yourself. The chorus sounds nothing like what you produced for the verse. It's weird.
I'm not great at rapping, I think. I thought it was
There's
good.
There's a difference between being good. Not great at something and reading it as if it's a PowerPoint presentation. and yeah, I don't know. Very strange. Very strange. Solana, I could listen to it every time Sixto pitches, to be quite honest.
Solana, the beginning when you this is your boy, Solana, Miami. Like, where did that come from? That's the one that gets me.
I mean, I have to play the song for you then because
That's probably how the real song starts.
Oh, I'm not like everything, all the lyrics were rewritten to sound exactly like the song. I could play the song for you, and you'll hear the beginning part where that's what Wisin and Yandel are saying at the beginning of the song.
Gotcha. So it's a very good parody if you know the song.
It is, and I maintain the lyrics are fire. Maybe my delivery was off. I'm willing to accept that, but the lyrics are fire.
There's no maybe. There's no maybe.
Well, maybe.
Your delivery was way off on that. It's a great parody song. There's just this weird, cringy verse in there. Somebody texts in.
Get stuff in straight filth. Words wrong.
Somebody texts in. Headlines? Oh, great. Here comes the Gregory news.
Get us, Solana. Come on, Solana. Don't let us down. 4 hours straight. Right. Let us know.
Let's go.
We'll start with the Heat, though, because the Heat play the Raptors. Tonight, 8 p.m., Goran Dragic was upgraded to questionable earlier today. Tyler Hero also questionable, dealing with that hip injury. Kyle Lowry, probable tonight with a left thumb sprain. Again, 8 p.m. start time at home, finally, for the Miami Heat.
All right.
The Florida Panthers, they're in action right now, or about to be in action. Puck drop is moments away from the BB&T Center. Chris Drieger is starting in goal tonight for the Florida Panthers. That game live on 99.9 FM HD2.
All right.
Tonight, Canes Hoops. They play FSU 8:30 p.m. FSU comes into the game 11th, ranked 11th in the nation. That game can be heard on 560 The Joe WQAM, the pregame show with radio voice Joey Zagacki. And Danny Hollywood Rabinowitz begins at 8 p.m.
Okay. Ira Winderman tweeted out, by the way, and the Panthers are about to drop the puck here with Dallas, and that game is underway. Ira Winderman tweeted out about an hour ago the 2021, you know, second half of the season Heat schedule. And it starts, we told you, March 11th against Orlando at home. And then the next night they're in Chicago, and then they're in Orlando. And there's a little bit of gold in the Miami Heat schedule drop there. And Ira tweets out, Heat to unveil yet another uniform design for this season during the second half of season, as team's official schedule shows, the option earned by making last season's playoffs. So I guess if you made the playoffs, you get another uniform design for the second half of the season. Ira writes, looks like gold will be a thing. No further details from the team at this moment.
Have you seen what people are speculating are the jerseys? Have either of you seen them?
Oh, I see, and it's up. It's there on the schedule. So that first home game, March 11th, is earned edition.
Right.
And then on the 16th, they're also going to be wearing the earned edition.
I'll send you guys what people are speculating to be the jerseys. Again, nothing official, as you just mentioned, Hawk. I just texted it to the both of you.
Oh,
and I'll retweet it in case anybody else wants to see it as well.
And the Dallas Stars just scored. They are now leading the Panthers 1-0 in the first minute and a half of this game. First minute of the game.
Ooh, these jerseys are very Steelerish.
Let's see. Ooh, interesting. Looks like the Pacers.
And it looks like the Pacers. Yes, it does.
Wiz Khalifa designed these jerseys, Crowder.
The black and yellow.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Did he really?
You like that, Solana?
No, he didn't really. I don't hate the jersey itself. If that wasn't a Heat jersey, I wouldn't think twice about it. Just a yellow black jersey. Looks clean.
Right.
Looks fine. I don't know where does this come from? Where does this gold or mustardish yellow come from? I'm sure the Heat will have some sort of release about it. I'm sure they'll explain where the design comes from, so I'll withhold judgment until then, but first thoughts are why.
Right, there's got to be more to it.
And what is, like, if I'm stupid, let me know, what is earned edition? What does that even mean?
They earned the playoff, right? They earned their right to have this jersey by making the playoffs.
I don't know if that's true. I think, like, Nike, when Nike took over the jerseys, they started naming all of the jerseys rather than home, away, alternate. Every jersey has a different name, and this just is the earned edition. Like the Vice jerseys are the city edition.
These are right, but you're saying edition. That there's no meaning behind the earned edition. I'm saying that Ira points out, if you made the playoffs, you get the right to have this jersey in the second half of the season, so it would be earned. Because it can't be the earned, not bought thing, because other teams are going to be able to have earned editions, and they may have bought their roster. So I think it has to do with making the playoffs.
Then yellow? Like, what? I don't get it. I don't get it, I don't like it. Let me be honest. I don't like it.
Well, we don't even know if that's the jersey.
Okay.
Yeah.
Continue on here with some headlines. A Tiger Woods update. Dr. Chuck Metzger did join the show in the 3 o'clock hour. Talked about Tiger Woods' injuries. From what we know.
Tiger Woods' injuries.
Tiger Woods' injuries, from what we know, of
Woods.
Course. Tiger Woods, there's an apostrophe after the S. Woods has an S at the end, there's an apostrophe after the S.
Right. Tiger Woods' injuries.
Tiger Woods' injuries, from what we know,
but we've done this segment before, several times. It's not Tiger Woods' injuries, it's Tiger Woods' injuries.
I'm forgetting my own bits.
Still with the apostrophe after the S.
Forgetting my own bits.
Anyways, Tiger Woods, you can use the radio.com rewind feature to go back and listen to Dr. Chuck. But Tiger Woods is recovering from a surgery that repaired significant orthopedic injuries to his right lower extremities. He had some screws and pins inserted into his foot, his ankle. And it was a very serious injury, but he was responsive yesterday. It was reported when officials found him in the car.
Okay.
Inter Miami, they signed Brazilian midfielder Gregory.
Yeah, somebody texted in, give the Gregory news.
There we go.
Finally, guys, when the check engine light comes on in your car, I'll ask both of you, how long do you keep driving before you take your car to the shop?
Months.
I think with cars nowadays, though, like I get an actual message I get a text because I've got OnStar. So So I get a text. Oh, it's like, hey, you're due for a, like, I don't think there's the check engine light much anymore.
I got it. Even my oil light comes on. Hey, I got at least another month, 6 weeks left. Yeah, they try to gut you with the lights. Leave the light. Leave hell with your lights.
Yeah, I'm with you, Crowder. According to a new survey, people will wait an average of 9 days before taking their car to the shop when the check engine light comes on in their car. I've had maintenance required in my car, that little light on, for 4 to 5 months already. They just want me to take it in so they can charge me. I know the routine, mm-hmm. dealership. Right. I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm all right.
Yeah. Trust me. That's Bill Gates watching you.
Let's get to weather here.
Bill Gates wants my money?
From the Exogen Weather Center right now in South Florida. Partly cloudy, has been rainy all day. Just about a 90% chance of rain right now in Miami. As for the rest of South Florida, about a 40% chance of rain. That report brought to you by Nature Valley. Feel the rush of a chilly morning. Embrace the possibility of the perfect snack and taste the crunch from 100% whole grain oats. Stay outside longer with Nature Valley Oats and Honey Crunchy Granola Bars. We are better outside. That is your weather.
All right. Panthers, again, they're losing 1-0 right now. There's 17 minutes left in the first period. That game is airing on 99.9 FM HD2. And we're going to do 15 minutes of heat next here. Clay Ferrero from Local 10 is going to join us, and we'll talk some heat and all-star snubbery with him. We got to get into some snubbery. Let me talk about BNT Impact Windows and Doors. Hopefully you're going to get a tax return this year. Hopefully you'll get a stimulus check fairly soon. And there's a good way to use that money, and that's calling my friends at BNT Impact Windows and Doors and learn about getting PGT custom windows and doors installed in your home. So that come hurricane season here in 2021, you will be safe and prepared with Impact Windows and Doors. I speak from experience. It's a great feeling. You get those PGT custom windows and doors installed. It's a game changer come hurricane season. Because, you know, you're in the forecast cone and you think, oh, do I have to go out and get plywood or do I have to put up the hurricane shutters? You don't have to think about that stuff anymore. When you've got PGT custom windows and doors protecting everything, you don't have to think about that stuff anymore. It's one less thing to worry about come hurricane season. So do yourself, do your family, do your home a favor. Call BNT Impact Windows and Doors right now and get the process started. An estimate is always free. You can call 954-233-0126. That's 954-233-0126. Or check them out online at bntimpactwindows.com. All right, Panthers, again, down 1-0, 16-20 left in the first period. We're going to shift gears into NBA and Miami Heat. We'll talk with Clay Ferrero from Local 10 next here on Hockman and Crowder.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
He was a penis with a man hanging from it.
Hawk and Crowder.
All right, 5 o'clock, Funky Buddha happy hour. Funky the Ordinary. Last couple seconds of the Panthers' first period here. They're losing 1-0 to Dallas. Panthers were on a power play. Period just ended. So they will begin the second period with about 45 seconds left on their power play. First period over. Florida Panthers losing 1-0 right now to the Dallas Stars. There's a lot coming up tonight. I mean, we're going to get off the air here in a few minutes. I'm going to go watch the end of the Panthers game. Then you got Miami and FSU college hoops. That's coming up on 560 The Joe tonight. And then you got Heat Raptors tonight. And coming up on 790 The Ticket at 6 o'clock, our own Alejandro Solana with a little sizzle. A little sizzle with Solana.
Can't wait.
And the Heat pregame and then the Heat basketball game. Let's see what we got here for the Heat. I'm just going to look real quick. Heat are 2-point favorites over the Raptors tonight. And let me see if there's any props. Pascal Siakam over under 20.5 points. Fred VanVleet over under 18.5. And Norman Powell, 17.5. There are no Miami Heat props available right now. Why is that, Solana?
I'm not sure. That's pretty weird.
Do we not know who their lineup is?
We don't have any All-Stars. We have no All-Stars on this team. Why even bet on them? Damn NBA. I mean,
the disrespect.
Disrespect. I like the Heat minus two, though. Because of Toronto's coming off back-to-back. This is their second night. Yeah, I think we got them.
Heat, the NBA, have released the second half of the season schedule. You can see that on social media. We covered it throughout the show. And maybe Solana will bring it up during the sizzle. Are you? Is that part of your sizzle? What's coming up on the sizzle?
Probably play Noche de Sixto a couple times.
I didn't realize that was part of your sizzle tonight. I would be delighted if it was.
Yeah, we'll play it once every segment for sure.
All right. Are you going to cover the schedule release?
I am. Yeah, I have some notes from Ira Winderman. There's not too much. I mean, not too many hot takes can be taken away from the schedule.
Yeah.
I also don't want to ruin my takes.
Okay. All right. So you don't want to sneak preview the show.
No, I mean my show is going to be great as it always is.
Oh, no doubt. Yeah. I have no doubts.
I'm a P1 for the sizzle. I love the sizzle.
Right. He loves the sizzle. All right. So Sizzle with Solana is coming up at 6 o'clock on 790 The Ticket. And was it 560 The Joe Rewind coming up on 560?
Yep. 560 The Joe Rewind from 6 to 7. And then at 8, the Canes pregame show begins.
Right. 8 or 7:30?
Believe 8.
Okay. All right. What time's tip off on that Canes game?
8:30 tonight.
It's an 8:30 kickoff?
It is. Tip off.
I said kickoff.
Yeah. First pitch, 8:30. Yeah.
What's the line on that game? Let me just take a look real quick before we get out of here.
FSU, 11.5 point favorites.
12 now. Ooh. 12 now. Miami's getting 12. All right, Panthers are in intermission there, and that's about it. So, Clay Ferreiro, excellent as always on our radio program. And Dr. Chuck Metzger joined us in the 3 o'clock hour. We talked a little bit about Tiger Woods' injuries and the surgery that he had and what his expectations might be to return to the PGA Tour one day. All right, that is going to do it for us. We had fun today, man. Today was fun.
Good
There's
show.
Crowder standing behind the glass looking at that meat. How about that?
Put the veal just, up there.
It was almost like you were, it was like, well, you were one of the buyers in the movie Taken. I felt like you were just standing behind the glass, hit the little buzzer.
I will take the lobster. Lobster. I want that.
All right. Well, that'll do it for us. Everybody have a great and safe Wednesday night. Go Panthers. Go Heat. Go Canes. We will speak with you mañana.
Bam is better than Vukazip. I'm telling you. I just like staring at that beautiful meat behind the glass. It makes me excited. They have been giving South Florida. You're so nasty. You're nasty.
Dust in the wind. All we are is dust in the wind.
You need to need. You need, need
that's all, folks.
You need to need. You need, need.
Oh, no!
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!